And welcome back in GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood here along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. Been talking college basketball today, a little Super Bowl recap. Mike, thanks for staying with us. The Super Bowl, obviously you're looking at Doug Peterson on one side, Bill Belichick on the other sideline. And, you know, Belichick has a I think Belichick is the, if not one of the greatest coaches in the NFL of all time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you win five Super Bowls, you're a great football coach. And so you can't knock that. However, if you go back one step further and look at his relationship with Bill Parcells, and then you look how the entire NFL right now, just about every team has someone from that Parcells-Belichick coaching tree.
Yeah, and it goes down to you've got Josh McDaniels who left a little bit for a couple of years, went and coached at Denver, Romeo Crennel, Dick Geron. Going back to the Parcells, you had Tom Coughlin, Sean Payton, and Belichick. All three are Super Bowl winners, okay? And it's about the process. And even not that he had much success in the NFL, and the Falcons would like to forget him, but Bobby Petrino is in that tree.
Right. Eric Mangini, Romeo Crennel, Dick Geron. I mean, the list goes on and on. One thing that I was surprised when we went back and looked at a lot of these connections was the fact that due to his time in Cleveland under Belichick, how many of these coaches also fell up under the Nick Saban coaching tree?
Yeah, and Saban was the DC, I believe, for Belichick when he was in Cleveland for 4 years. So he learned a lot. And who was the other coach? Who was the other assistant there that's in college now that was under at the Browns? I can't recall at the moment.
I've drawn a blank. I have drawn a blank.
Okay. It'll come to me in a second.
One thing that with the of course, a lot of people, especially Dolphins fans, they want to forget that Nick Saban was ever in Miami. But you look at just some of his Jason Garrett. He was his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach there in Miami. And, again, it goes back to that Bill Parcells coaching tree because that's how Jason Garrett ended up getting to Miami and getting that position under Saban was because of Bill Parcells. I mean, at one time about 15, 20 years ago, you looked around the league and you had Bruce Coslett, you had George, you had all the Bill Walsh guys. But now you've got Bill Parcells who's kind of taken Bill Walsh's place, and I think you've got Belichick in line. He'll be the one that ends up taking Bill Parcells' place as the kind of the patriarch of NFL coaches.
Oh, yeah. And look, Belichick, he does things his way. It's not always conventional. And like you said, he's a proven winner. He's got five Super Bowl rings. He could have eight or he could have zero. They were all that close. But you have to give him credit because when you win all those close games and never lose any by a lot in a Super Bowl, it falls on the head coach and who he surrounds himself with. And let's not forget, he's the one that's really – He defined the league in so many different areas, but one area is the running backs. Okay, he showed the league and the world that you can win by running back by committee, and they're really just you don't have to have a great back, and you're not that he doesn't spend much money on them.
Yeah, he doesn't, and as we saw this past week, sometimes that can come back to haunt you when you don't invest in those guys. All right, our crack staff has come up. I think you're probably thinking about Kurt Ferentz, the head coach at Iowa. He was part of that Browns coaching staff under Bill Belichick along with Nick Saban there.
Yeah, right. Thanks for pulling that up. Yeah, because, I mean, look, he was just in the college football playoff just a couple of years ago and actually played Alabama, right? No, wait a minute. He was in the Big Ten championship game,
right.
Lost to Michigan State, and then Michigan State lost to Alabama.
Correct.
Yes, but he's had a great career at Iowa, and we're going to talk about recruiting a little bit later on signing day. When you look at Iowa's recruiting, They're full of two, three, maybe one or two, four stars, and he still gets them in position to compete in the Big Ten. So he's a great coach as well.
No doubt about it. All right, Mike, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back with you a little bit later on. We're going to talk about signing day, but we also want to talk about Doug Peterson and the job that he's done there in Philadelphia. We'll do that when we come back after this quick break.